I'm Chris Rebelo with a report on price transparency involving California's largest private physician practice. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. Internet visits are up 69% at Healthcare Partners Medical Group, 3 months after it quietly posted prices for most of its basic services online. The Torrance-based physician group, which serves more than 500,000 patients, is still getting calls from national media. Recognition that this large practice is shaking up a culture that has long seen comparison shopping as something that cheapens the medical field. Healthcare Partners already participates in public reporting of its quality and patient satisfaction ratings. Chief Financial Officer Matthew Mazdiozny said the organization thought making its pricing transparent was simply the right thing to do, based on the fact that many patients are paying more out-of-pocket expenses because of higher deductibles and increased copays.
So for that reason, since we had one or two people calling and wanting to calculate what's going to be their deductible or coinsurance and the cost of care, we realized that maybe there's a need we'll just post it out there and put it up there. We're very pleased with the response we got. Believe it or not, we didn't expect this kind of press that we got, but yeah, we're very happy providing all kind of information. This is hopefully completing the puzzle for a patient who is out there or somebody who moved to Los Angeles and wants to decide where to go to get medical care. We think that if they look at the quality indexes that we scored very high, patient satisfaction, which is very high, and now it's prices, so they know and they can make an informed decision.
Mazdiozny confirmed that the practice's pricing is in most cases higher than government reimbursement and less than or equal to rates negotiated with commercial insurers. An EKG is listed at $45, a chest x-ray costs $61, and a well-child visit for an infant runs between $65 and $88. Donald Crane is president of the California Association of Physician Groups, of which Healthcare Partners is a member. Crane says others in his group are considering going public with pricing, but given the fact that California is such a managed care intensive environment, Crane says most physician groups are prepaid, so there's not a big call for the publication of fee schedules. And even though Crane expects the trend towards consumerism in healthcare to grow, he says comparison shopping sounds simpler than it is, given that the sickest patients usually require treatments that go beyond the standard price list.
I don't think you're going to see a huge sea change. And the reason is this. You know the 80-20 rule, something, this is sort of loosely speaking, 80% of the total spend in healthcare is the result of the need of like 20% of the population. And those people tend to be chronically ill or have major medical needs. Those that aren't in that 20%, frankly, don't consume a lot of healthcare. And so because of that sort of 80-20 rule, we don't think that this retail kind of sale of medicine will have an enormous impact. I mean, it'll have some, but I think it's going to be rather limited.
Much of the media coverage of Healthcare Partners' move toward price transparency describe it in part as a reaction to the rapid advance of walk-in clinics in retail settings, where prices are prominently posted.
So there are those who say that by making your pricing available, that people might be more inclined to stick with the doctor, to go with a broader medical group than just going to a retail clinic. Was that part of your thinking at all there?
No, we weren't actually thinking about that, because I think that those minute clinic or quick clinic, whatever they're referred to or called, it's trying to capitalize on the convenience factor here that the patients are going to the pharmacy and here they have a issue that they can go and see a nurse practitioner or a physician assistant and taken care of. We're still trusting that the consumer understands that that's limited, very limited, and they actually don't have any ancillary or diagnostic testing on the premise or other actually physician on the premise to be seen by. So we're still trusting and banking that that will still continue bringing the patients our way, the people who want to come our way. So no, we weren't trying to combat with that.
This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at editor@chcf.org. I'm Chris Rebelo. Thanks for listening.